Hi there, I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teens who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. On today's episode of Simple Acts, Big Impact, I'm speaking with Jacoby, a high school senior whose love of sports brought him to watch ESPN one day, and he stumbled upon a documentary called Broke, which describes the dark side of success in professional athletics. Jacoby learned that many athletes simply don't have the financial literacy to take care of themselves and their families after earning large sums of money in the big leagues, and he decided he wanted to do something about that. He created a 7-part financial literacy curriculum for middle school and high school students that he hopes to roll out to schools and after-school programs. Jacoby reminds us about the importance of working with a mentor, something I recommend in my book to teens interested in social entrepreneurship or creating a nonprofit. A mentor is a trusted person who has experience in your area of interest and can guide you with expertise and wisdom. While Jacoby's idea is brand new and he's just getting started, I'm excited to watch Finance for Athletes grow, and I hope to check back in with him after it has a chance to really take off. I'm so excited to introduce you to Jacoby. Hi, Jacoby. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? It's great to be here.
I'm good. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and then a little bit about Finance for Athletes?
So my name is Jacoby Kroll. I'm a senior in high school. I grew up in New York City, but I now live in New Jersey. And my project, Finance for Athletes, started around 6 months ago. And it started with a documentary called Broke. And Broke is about the mindset of athletes both on and off the field or the court. And it talks about how athletes lose their money, they go bankrupt. So really the side of sports that we don't see. And that documentary, you know, led to everything. It sparked my idea of, you know, I see this problem. I've followed sports my whole life. You know, how can I solve it? What can I do? And ever since, it's just taken off.
And how did you hear about the documentary? Was it? I actually have not heard of it. So I'm really excited and interested to go and watch that myself, because this is a topic I'm really curious about and interested in. Had you heard about it on social media, or did someone recommend it to you? Do you know who the documentarian is, the filmmaker?
It's through ESPN. They have a series called 30 for 30.
Yes.
Which is a pretty serious series. I don't remember the director, but one day I just sat down looking to watch SportsCenter or ESPN, and I came across the documentary, and I couldn't get my eyes off of it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This is a topic that I speak to my husband about all the time, because he is a sports fan like yourself. So I'm gonna assume that you enjoy playing sports, you enjoy watching sports, and that this sort of revelation that this issue is coming up for young men and women who play professional sports later in life after they finish doing that sport, that was sort of a surprise to you. So tell us a little bit more about Finance for Athletes. So exactly what is the program, and then what are your goals? This is brand new, right? And I sort of love that. You came up with this idea, you saw this documentary 6 months ago, and you're putting this together. Your social media is brand new, I know. We're going to direct everybody to take a look at that. But what are your goals here, and how do you think that you're going to be able to get this some broader attention?
Yeah, so my project is definitely very new. And the target audience is middle and high school athletes in the Tri-State area. And again, finance and financial literacy is something that everyone can learn. You don't have to be an athlete. It's helpful for everyone from every background. But the target audience is middle and high school student athletes in the Tri-State area. And I've created a curriculum with a series of presentations on topics from compensation to investing, but keeping it very kid friendly. And that's on my website with other interactive aspects like worksheets. And my goal is to work at public schools in the city, and ideally sports teams as well, because that's a direct audience.
Absolutely. So again, this is targeted towards middle schoolers and high schoolers. Hope that the
kids themselves who are hopeful that they're going to go and play, you know, sports in college, and that that could someday lead to something else. As you and I both know, the chances of that happening are pretty slim. Not a lot of people get to take that trajectory in terms of playing Division I sports and then being recruited or drafted or whatever into their chosen sport. But as you pointed out, financial literacy is important for everyone, particularly in communities where perhaps this is not something that's discussed in the home, right? And I would assume that your curriculum really covers this, the things that young people might not be taught early on about, you know, as you've said, you know, signing a contract, what does that mean? You know, how to handle their own finances. So how did you develop this curriculum? This seems like kind of, you know, that's a lot for a high school senior. Where did you go for resources on this? How did you put this together?
Yeah, well, I was looking back, I was very surprised that I did it. So it started, I had a mentor who recently graduated college and was super knowledgeable about real estate and finance. So I worked with a mentor for around 3 months where I made my curriculum on the 7 different topics. And I knew going into this project, I knew a little bit about finance, but the whole point was to learn and produce my curriculum at the same time, which is actually really interesting. So I work with a mentor.
And how did you find this mentor? Because I think people would be really curious about that.
So there's a platform called Curious Cardinals, which provides tutors, mentors, however you want to call it, who can help you create your own passion project. And it truly did all start with them. I had the idea, but the execution was definitely came from them.
Awesome. And if I understand correctly, Curious Cardinals is a program for college students, current college students and like recent graduates to act as these mentors for younger kids. So
exactly.
I will be sure to mention Curious Cardinals in the show notes because I think it's something that older teens and folks in college might be really interested in. But I love that you mentioned a mentor because this is something that I touch on in my book and in my work a lot, is anyone who wants to get into social entrepreneurship, you know, anyone who has a great idea for a nonprofit. It is so important as a young person without a lot of experience to find an older person who has been down that road before and who can help you and mentor you. And so you worked with this mentor and you came up with the curriculum. Did you have anybody sort of vet the material for you to make sure that this is all sort of legitimate, like all of your concepts make sense and everything that you're teaching is correct? I mean, did you have sort of an educator look at the curriculum?
I think my mentor served as that role as well. After we finished the different topics, we did one huge run through and just made sure everything was polished, everything was reliable.
Awesome. And now what is your goal in terms of getting this to the kids who might benefit from it? So I think this might be one of your bigger challenges, right? Is how do you now, as a teenager with this really great idea, but how do you bust into the public schools, for example, even some private schools? Like, how do you gain that traction? And where do you think you might need to go to get someone to kind of pay attention and say, hey, this is a great idea. You really need a champion, you know?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's important for everyone that has a similar type of project or anything that they're focusing on spreading, definitely using the resources that you have. So whether it's reaching out to friends, family, a teacher, I'm sure there are people out there that can make connections. So luckily, I was able to rely on my parents, my friends, their parents, and I was able to find people in the city whose interests like basically completely align with mine. And what I'm doing with social media, it's just a small start. I don't have a huge following yet, but it's just some way to get information out there and to, you know, spread the word by mouth.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, social media, as we know, this is kind of, you guys are, your generation are digital natives. This is how you get your information. This is how you spread good information. And my perspective on this from my book and just when I talk to other teens is, if you know somebody doing something really great and really interesting and really important, which is, I think, what you have put together here, you should spread the word, kind of shout it from the rooftops. And those rooftops are in our hands on social media for sure. So your hope is to get into schools, to spread the word on this. Since we've just started a school year, are you in any schools yet, or do you have plans to be at some point?
Yeah, so I haven't actually taught my curriculum to schools yet, but I have been talking with multiple different people, some from New Jersey at my own school, and then some from teachers and coaches in the city. I think a possibility would be an after program. I don't know if I can name the names of the school yet, just because it's not completely finished. But the goal is two public schools in the city, one an after program, and then one an after school program, and then one hopefully on Sundays. And it's designed to be less of a, you know, less of a commitment. It's more of like a 30-minute class, something that the students kind of want to go to, rather than feeling like an obligation. But at the same time, like creating some sort of structure. So hopefully on Sundays for 30 minutes at one school, and then the other an after school program. And then at my own school, I'm currently focused on teaching it to students, not necessarily my age, but in the middle school, which would be great because I was once in their position and I didn't know this information at their age, but that's definitely in the works right now.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, even if you give someone just sort of an exposure to these concepts and to these issues, and then as they get older, they will have this awareness of it so that they can educate themselves a little bit more or seek advice. Yeah. Right. I think you and I can both agree. I haven't seen the documentary that you referenced, but I would like to watch it because I am super concerned about these guys who, you know, they kind of, this is their dream and they get to do this for a little while. And then they have so many people pulling on them from so many different directions. And many times they end up sort of bankrupt at the end of the day, and they may not have other life skills, right? Yeah. That's such an important piece of this, right?
Yeah.
Doing your sport or doing your theatrical, you know, endeavor or dancing or all of these passions that you have, at the end of the day, you need something kind of practical so that you can make money, so that you can live. And live into old age, because we all know that you can't play professional sports. Most yep. people can't play professional sports for very long because it's very hard on the body. Well, yep. I think it's amazing, and I wish you the best of luck. I would love to do kind of a follow-up with you in like a year's time after you've had a chance to really get this out into the world, because I think it's, you know, you're really doing a service for young people, particularly in under-resourced communities yep. who may not have access to this kind of stuff. Yeah. So tell us, if you had a magic wand, this is one of my favorite questions that I like to ask the teens on my program. If you had a magic wand and you could solve one issue, one problem, one social justice issue, one global concern, and it may be something not related to financial literacy for athletes, but what would that be?
Well, conveniently, Yom Kippur was yesterday. And this may sound a little cliche, but just from fasting for one day, I felt like uncomfortable, and you know, it was a rough day, but it did make me truly think about all the people in the world who don't even know when their next meal is. And actually, I think Tuesday night, some friends and family and I dropped food off at the steps of a church, and you know, that was just like something that made me realize how world hunger is something that we overlook, but at the same time, it's such a huge problem. So I would say world hunger.
Wow. Well, that's a really good one. I wish you had a magic wand to fix that as well. We've had other folks on the podcast who do different endeavors around hunger. One started a community fridge, which is literally just a refrigerator plugged in on the street, and people, you know, restaurants and volunteers stock it, and folks can come and just take any time. It's just another concept that sort of came up a little bit more popular over the pandemic, because unfortunately hunger and food scarcity and food insecurity really skyrocketed over the pandemic. But I absolutely agree with you. You know, it's funny, we talk a lot about on Yom Kippur and other times when people are fasting, you know, you make this choice, right, to not eat for this period of time because you want it to be a reflective time for yourself. But many, many people don't have the choice, right? They are hungry every day because they just don't have the options. So thanks for raising that. That's super important. Well, Jacoby, I'm wishing you the best of luck with this project. I think it's going to be really, really important and special. I'm really excited to learn more. I want to follow up with you like in a little while. You'll be in college then, but hopefully you'll be able to still pursue this work, because I think it's really super important, and good for you for putting it together and being inspired by that documentary. Tell us where we can find you on social media and on your website, and where folks can learn more.
Sure. So my Instagram is finance.for.athletes. And then my website is just financeforathletes.com. And the link to the website is in my Instagram bio.
Awesome. Jacoby, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. We really appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.